Okay. Well, should you have package votes? Okay, votes are continuing because also Bez Hashem, this Sunday we won't have Shir, because I'll be away, Bez Hashem. But Monday, Bez Hashem, we should resume. Okay, so to question 49. Okay. So, question about Tassiv Lomana Asui Petitus. So we know the Shulchan Aruch speaks about that Laila loves one tzitzis, right? Tzitzis is a mitzvah of yom. Rambam sheet, and the Rambam sheet is that in the day you chayv tzitzis, in the night you potter. And the Rosh says if you have a begid yom, even if you wear it balayla, you chayv even balayla because it's a begid yom. So the Prima Godim as a question, if nifsak tzitzis, say you have a beggar that you use in the daytime, and the tzitzis got cut off, and he made new tzitzis at night. So he says that that's okay, even though night is not chayiv in tzitzis. Here at the kosher, the Prima Godim says, "Avim son balayla v'lo v'tasem b'lo menosri." Af the tzus yom balayla potter, even though tzus yom is potter balayla according to the Rambam, because the Rambam sheet is everything is part of Balayla. So he says that's not Tassav Lomen Osoy because at night you're not Chayev, but you're only Mechuzaz Man. In other words, you have to wait till the daytime. Tugmul Adover Eim Mechuzaz Man Lebol Bayom. There's Man Memeil Kasi. Because it's not like you're missing an Asiya to mechayiv yourself. You just have to wait. Just have to wait. See, if you have tzitzis on a beggar that has three corners, so then there's something actually missing. You have to make a fourth corner. So even if you make a fourth corner, that could be tassav lomen osri. Because the beggar, the tzitzis was made on a beggar that's not chayiv. But here, you put a tzitzis on a beggar at night. According to the Rambam, at night you potter from tzitzis. Every beggar's potter from tzitzis at night. So why don't you say that right now you put it on, shalom b'shas chiyuv? The answer is, because be'etzem, the beggar, you know, just like we said by mezuzah, you look at the door frame, that's the essence. Everything else is external, even though it might be a tanai. So the same thing you say pshat in the Prima Godim, that the essence of the chiyuv is the beged. So you have a beged of dal kamfas. That's the essence of chiyuv. Now you need the zman. So the zman comes from the melech. Okay. Then question 50. We had the Ksav Sofer. But Tassav Lomen Osoy the Mezuzah.
Okay. It's similar to the
right, that's a similar idea, yeah. What? Shimon Berg of Shlita. Now, the Ksav Sofer, question 50, Tassel Lanosim in Mezuzah, he says, if you put the Mezuzah after the Delos, and then you took the Delos off, so then you have to take the Mezuzah off. Says, but what about how do you? So if you took the door off, even though you put the door on first, and then you took off the door, you have to put the mezuzah on again. Why is that any different than if you put the shlach on the sukkah and then you take it off? You don't have to put the sukkah, the shlach up again. So what's the difference? So he says, the shining of the sukkah, the schach she also kvar behechsher, odenu omeid. Because the schach that you put originally is still there. It's just in the interim, there was a shlach, the sadin was put on it. So once you take it off, you're back to square one. You're okay. But if a talis shenikra batal mitaris talis shel arba kanfos fu balas shalos the part of this batal inyan mikol v'chol. Whereas if it gets ripped, then it's finished. Beggar shel dal talmas eikah a bit more tinsel gamri. So even though you're going to sew it on again. That's tough to have a little bit also. Chayin hachanami mezuzah, to half day of the bias from Odell's part of mezuzah, should not tell Hadelos, this batal asir rishon ul gamri, they can buy shem chuz mezuzah. And then we put it back on, it's tough to have a little bit also. But by the sukkah, it's still okay. And then he says the same thing, he makes a distinction between taking off the door and taking off the ceiling. He says, bias without a del is a part of mezuzah. The chem vayishi abotikra, the cover of a mezuzah. If you have a house that has a ceiling and you put on a mezuzah, and then you took the ceiling off. And then you put it back on again. So he says you have to redo the... You have to put on the mezuzah again, because you're mafkiyah the chova. Then he says the Sivis says when you take off the Delos and you put it up again, it doesn't become possible because it's Tassim Luminosa. But he says it's not the same. So he wants to say, if you take the delis away, then you have to redo the mezuzah also. And if you take the ceiling away, you have to put the mezuzah on again also. He says, Shuvach Hazman Haruni Mesida Dechayim, page 23, Shechosav Shenotlim Adlosa Zechosav Enos Lo Mifsal Mezuzah Mishum Tassav Lo Menosu. Because the Siva says, you follow the beginning. But the Ksav Sofer thinks it's not correct. Ksav Sofer thinks that once you take the door off, even if originally the door was on, and then you put the mezuzah on, then you took the door off, then you're going to have to take the mezuzah off and re-put it again. Yeah, Mashain came, right. And the Masiva says no. That as long as when you originally put the mezuzah up, the door was there, then you put the mezuzah, then you're okay. Yeah.
Did this, when you mentioned the Sadin about how it's different than the door, that the stop was there, could that be, within the Rav Yoh, he said that maybe If the schach possible hav actually gets disappeared or not, could that be another non-communal? If you hold that it just schach possible versus if it actually makes the schach as if it's not there, can that be another non-communal? In which case, like the case, if he just said that the door and the schach are different, because the schach is still there, right, and the schach doesn't have it. But if you hold the Rav Yoh, what he was saying is that the schach possible hav is as if the schach disappeared, maybe it's as if the schach isn't there at all.
And then you might have to Right. But physically it's there. Then question 52, then we did the Marshag. And the Marshag says, he wants to he says in the case of the mezuzah on sukkahs, even though it's potter, you don't have to undo the, you don't have to put it back on the mezuzah. Because he was the hefsher. And by a sadin also you don't have to put it back again.
One second.
But he says, but in the case of that you took off the molding, so then you're going to have to take off the mezuzah also and then put the molding back and put the mezuzah on it. But in the other cases, so he's basically saying it's only a din in the molding. So whenever you have other things but if it was the molding was removed, so then it's a new thing. But Mashen came, if you took it off and it was Nasir Hechsher, like the case where you made your house into a sukkah, then you don't have to redo the mezuzah, because l'maisa it was nasa b'hechsher, and then it's you know, it wasn't totally undermined. If you take away the molding, then the mezuzah was totally undermined, and then you're going to have to put it up again, or else it's tasa b'lomenos. Then we have question 53, the question of the Pnei Yeshua. Why isn't, if you have a sukkah l'malam mikhaf, and then you put an itzvah, why isn't it not tasev l'omen asoy? So he wants to say, based on Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam shita is that tasev l'malam mikhaf isn't tasev pasul. It's just you can't, like Rosh Hashanah said, you can't be yoshev in the sukkah, but it's still tasev kosher. And it doesn't pasul kenegdo. So he says, so therefore, it's not tafsav l'maso, because it's l'mala mechaf, it's still tzchach kosher. Practically, you can't use the sukkah, because it has to be, like Rav Shechter says, it didn't yeshiva the sukkah, it has to be l'mata mechaf. But the sukkah, it's not like a tree. L'mala mechaf is not the same thing as a mechubar l'karka. That's a tzchach kosher. Yeah, it's tzchach kosher, just has to be a little high. So you raise the platform and you're okay. And then that's question 52. 10 days of chok to the begodish. We talked about this many times. You hollow out the haystack, and that's the shailah. Is that not tasev l'omen asur? So the Chotek Begodish is a classical case of Tasev L'omen Asur, if there wasn't a Halal Kefah. Verse 54. Tein dil shachol de begodish, right? Veich ze shayach hakushis for Pnei Yeshua. So we explain that that's the same concept of tasav l'omen asur. And then 55. Tein yisur shal tasav l'omen asur l'fi divrei Avnei Nezer. So we explain that Avnei Nezer sheet is that tasav l'omen asur is only what in the Gemara. You need the Gemara to see a Behechsher. But say the first part of the sukkah you put up and it was with an Asui. So he says, so the Avnei Nezer says, so that is okay. It's that the Gemara has to be, like, just like when you put different bamboo poles. So each pole is not yet Chamsim Ruba. So so it's possible. And then, so how do you have a good sukkah? Say you're putting bamboo poles up. The first thing is not good yet. So the pasha is that's not a kasha. I mean, because that's the way you must do it. But the Avnei Nezer says, you see from here that you need an asiyah means the last thing, the makeh b'patish of the sukkah has to be with an asiyah. But everything else could be even tasev l'omen asur.
Even if you have a shiur sukkah, pasta that was not pasta belonged to Elohim. If you have a sukkah that's 10 feet long and you put in the last foot properly, does that also qualify, or is it only when you have a if you have less than a year of sukkah, if you have 6 foot and you do the 7th
Yeah, he says three zener the sukkah im sichek pachas michde hechsher sukkah. Chach gomer as yosu behechsher kosher. And then we saw the Palayev spoke about this as well. Question 56. Tindiver of Rishon Binyan Hanal. Palayev also speaks about. So he doesn't agree with the Avni Nezer, right? He says when you put the bamboo up, you don't say, okay, it's Chach Pasul now. We just didn't get to the shear. He doesn't think so. He says the mice, the sukkah is good. It's just a problem with the floor. So you have to raise the floor, but the rest of it is good.
Even though
Rav Shechter thought he was a little bit different, but it's a similar idea. As Rav Shechter said in 57, it's that the sukkah is kosher. So it's that in the yeshiva sukkah. In 58, Tain Hagedah Shal Schach L'mal Michof. So we saw that the toast is called Shavayna Tam. The Schach L'mal Michof is called Schach Kosher. It's not like Mechuber. Okay, you can't, like Rav Shechter said, you can't sit in such a sukkah, but it's still Schach Kosher. And it doesn't passel. Even, right, if you have Schach L'mal Michof on top of a sukkah, so you can't eat in the top sukkah, but it doesn't pass the bottom sukkah either, because it's sachach kosher. It's just the l'mal michaf. Right. It's not called sukkah gavi sukkah. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Talk share with Yon Psula, Hikadomi, came to Al-Yona, Hamas and Rubens. Al-Yona. So that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Tachtonuk Shera, El Yonu Psula. El Yonu Tachtem Hamasa Meruba Mitzilsa, Tachtonu Tzilsa Meruba Mechamasa, Vekayma Tachtonu Metochesim. Ava El Yonu Lo Hashin and Mechol Inyan, Vekayma, Fil Malam Yeshim Lo Nifsula Tachtonu Mechochi. Because it's chachosher. The Malam Mechof is chachosher. You can't sit in it. So if the top sukkah is Malam Mechof, the bottom is Lamata Mechof, so if it's still some Aruba, then it's okay. because the top one is schach kosher, so you can't sit there, but you have a bottom sukkah to sit in. So that's Rabbi Tam, 59. Madin shall pass him alone, and also regal kosher shall fill it, right? And so we saw the Malach Shamayim. What?
There's a problem.
Okay. So if you get your fill and checked, they take out the parshas, you have to get the Moshe. You have to get the kesher redone. And the Nachal Eshkol Nachal Eshkol says that no. He says, you don't need it to be good, you just need it to, just like my tzach, you don't need the sukkah to be a kosher sukkah when you put on the tzach. So it's filling also. Do they redo the kosher? So that's this question, whether according to the Malach HaShemayim they need to redo it. And according to the Nachal Eshkol, so if you're machmir for the Malach HaShemayim, then you redo it. Kosher tzitzvil and machnis and kosher talk about that, because it's a separate thing. Shanizim and tzitzvil and tzitzvil is like Ranasu. So you don't view it as one entity, like just like the schach is one entity. You don't view I don't have the defanos or the whole sukkah. But I have Shem Schach, so too I have my kesher done properly, even though the whole it's not going to be machshir the tefillin because I don't have the kosher tefillin at this point because they took out the parshas. Yes. I gave it back. Yeah, we just that was 59. Okay, so 60 Bez Hashem. We'll start 60 on Monday Bez Hashem. So basically, we're almost finished. So we finish on Monday, and then we'll still then probably Tuesday do the. We still have to finish up the Sunday questions. So that would be Monday, Tuesday. Maybe we'll have Wednesday. So maybe next Thursday. Is that a reasonable? Well. You want it on Wednesday? You don't want it on Wednesday. Thursday, okay. Okay, so you can have it on Thursday.
Well, it's Wednesday. Monday, yeah.
What?
That's going to be Bashir on Monday.
Yeah, okay, so we're...
Thursday's better. I think it's that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Some people could.
Okay, so... What about to do? Okay, we'll start from